The WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning. Great to have you with us as we get started on this Tuesday, October 21st. And moving on here on October Connect Month. Have we heard from you yet? We sure would love to. In fact, in our first thoughts, why not take a moment to check the mailbag this morning? This is Carol in Indiana, Winona Lake, Indiana. I know Carol went to college with her son, Tom, and she says, I love Christian radio. I've lived in Indiana for a while now, but part of my heart still resides in northwestern Wisconsin. God bless WWIB. Thank you, Carol. Appreciate that. And she makes a partner pledge to WIB Incorporated, so thanks so much. Also, we hear from Julie in Eau Claire, and she uses the stationery that we provided. And she says, I've been tuning into the morning show for many years with a few iterations. Yeah, changes along the way. But all those early morning crew woke me up and sent me on my way with Jesus at the helm. I really appreciate WIB's effort to reach the Chippewa Valley and beyond with the gospel message of Jesus' love. I do listen throughout the day as well, of course, and enjoy even some evening programs. Keep up the good work. Two pledges she makes, and she goes on to say, keep up the good work, friends. You are a beacon of hope to the Chippewa Valley and beyond. I also wanted to make a point of thanking WIB for your overwhelming support of We Care Eau Claire. You are helping us make an impact in the lives of students. Thanks, friends. This was fun to connect the old-fashioned way, snail mail. So thank you so much. Really appreciate that. And thanks to everybody who takes the time to write this month. Quickly, in terms of today in history, let's feature one item. Going back to 2015, actually, this is kind of a fun deal because, yeah, in 2015, this day, October 21st, marks Back to the Future Day. It was the day that Marty McFly time traveled forward to in the 1989 film Back to the Future Part 2.
All right, Doc, what's going on, huh? Where are we? When are we?
We're descending toward Hill Valley, California at 4:29 p.m. on Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
2015? You mean we're in the future?
Yeah, and actually, the film made some bold predictions about what life would be like in 2015 with self-tying shoes. Not yet. Flying cars powered by fusion engines, and hoverboards. The film also predicted the Cubs would win the 2015 World Series, which they actually did pull off in 2016, but not this year. It's going to be Toronto versus L.A. All right, we close with our devotion from God's Love Letters to You, a 40-day devotional experience from Larry Crabb. We're up to Day 13, Psalms. The stakes are high. Psalm 63:8, my soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me. And Larry, from his longer book that took 5 years to write, 66 Love Letters, An Imaginary Conversation with God Through All 66 Books of the Bible, imagines if the Lord had to sum up the 150 Psalms to us, he might say something like this. The Psalms are not an anesthetic. They are not a cup of hot chocolate on a cold night. They are the prayers of someone lost in a dark wood, shivering in bitter cold, unable to stand in fierce wind. They are the praise that flows from that person's heart when he abandons himself to me for deliverance, when he trusts that my hand has grasped his and that I am leading him home very slowly but very surely. Face the hard questions that life requires you to ask. Gather with other travelers on the narrow road, pilgrims who acknowledge their confusion and feel their fears. Then, together, live those questions in my presence. Your tears will become the melody of a new song. Your darkness will become the window through which new light will appear. Your doubt will become new ground, solid ground on which to stand. Your longing to feel your emptiness and ask your questions in my presence in the company of other authentic pilgrims is good. That longing releases true worship and opens your ears to hear the music of heaven and to awkwardly but rhythmically begin to dance. Decide again and again either to cling to me as I am or reshape me into who you want me to be. The stakes are high. Either you will find yourself in finding me or you will lose yourself in creating me to fit your foolish expectations. Make the right choice. Closing prayer. Dear Lord, help us not to fear the hard questions that arise in the darkness of life. Instead, allow us to discover these times as a doorway into deeper relationship with you. Forgive us when we reshape you into the God we want you to be rather than allow you to be the God you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Big fruit news today. That's right. Dole has created a new pineapple. After 15 years of development, there's a new fruit hitting the grocery stores, and it's going to hit the grocery stores this month.
The Dole Company has created a new fruit. It's called the Dole Colada Royale Pineapple. It was developed in Honduras, and the company says it tastes like a pina colada with hints of coconut. The research team says the fruit has a smaller core and packs 2.5 times the B6 than a regular pineapple. And if you want to try it, experts say the fruit is picked ripe, so no need to thump, squeeze, or pull top leaves. The new pineapple expected to sell for under $6. I'm Bree Tennis.
Making new fruit, how about that?
So back in 2020, we were told, don't touch your face. We were told a lot of different things, but that was one of the hardest I found initially when they're like, nope, you shouldn't be touching your face. That's dangerous. Don't touch your face. And I just didn't realize how many times I really want to touch my face during the course of a day. Apparently, it's even more than I thought.
It's a lot. Humans touch their faces up to 800 times a day, mostly without realizing it.
Recent research from the University of Houston and Virginia Tech found that these unconscious gestures, particularly those involving the lower face, can indicate mental stress during intense cognitive tasks.
Now, this is the way my mind works. As soon as I read this, I'm like, okay, I'm going to really try not to do that. I mean, I'm just like, all of a sudden it makes you so aware. Researchers monitored 10 academic professionals over 4 days, analyzing nearly 170 hours of video footage. Doesn't that sound exciting?
They used artificial intelligence to track facial touches and thermal imaging to measure stress-related perspiration.
I just touched my nose during that segment. The findings reveal that frequent touching of the chin,
cheeks,
and nose correlates with heightened physiological stress responses.
Huh. This behavior may have early roots as similar self-soothing gestures are seen in, monkeys and chimpanzees and things like that, apparently.
Yeah, the T-zone, the chin, nose, and forehead has many nerve endings, making it a comforting area to touch during stress.
I've been clasping in my hands this entire segment just to keep myself. But I'm always, like, adjusting my glasses, too, if I'm wearing them in the morning. And, I guess just touching my face all the time, too.
Does tamping down your hair count?
I do that a lot when we're video broadcasting. Sam makes fun of me all the time, but... Tuesday trivia time on the WIB Wake Up Show. 715-723-2555 is the number to call in live and give us your best guess or guesses for our next query. And a chance once again to win $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. They also have that summer location in Rock Falls. They say don't take any wooden nickels, Halvo, but we've got five of these wooden nickels worth $5 apiece from C&J's. So you get $25 to spend if you can answer our Tuesday trivia question correctly, and maybe this is the week we get a Tuesday trivia answered on a Tuesday.
We'll see. We got a pretty challenging question.
Here it is. About 150 Americans injure themselves with this each year. About 150 Americans injure themselves with what each year? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555.
And tell you what, this October you can get candy delivered to you. That's really great. Again, you can go online to cjscandystore.com and order online. And if you win, you'll have $25 to spend that way.
There you go. 715-723-2555. Again, the question, about 150 Americans injure themselves with this, with what, each year. No penalty for wrong answers, so guess away at 723-2555 for Tuesday trivia. Join us on the air.
Somebody could say that we like injury questions, but we want to look out for your safety, right?
Indeed, yeah. It's a jungle out there, as Monk said.
It is. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney from Rice Lake.
Hi, Courtney.
Is it a stapler?
Those are dangerous. Yeah, look out. They can be helpful, but that's not it.
Thank you, Courtney. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
All right, Courtney batting leadoff in Rice Lake. Who's number two in the order? 723-2555 here again.
About 150 Americans injure themselves with this each year. Now, 150 isn't a large amount, but, these are just the ones, I guess, that are reported injuries. Yeah. It could be more. About 150 of us injure ourselves with what each year? About 150 Americans injure themselves with this each year. It is not a stapler, but a good guess from Courtney to bat leadoff there.
What's a less common item? It's not car accidents, but what might it be? 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Chris from Eau Claire.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, how about a framing nailer?
A framing nailer? Going kind of in the same vein of a stapler, but with a lot more ouch factor.
Yeah, could that be it? Good guess. That's not it, Chris. Sorry.
Thank you, Chris. 715-723-2555 for $25 to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. They've got candies, sodas from all over the world. Nostalgic sweets, too.
Yeah. You can go online, cjscandystore.com, but you're going to want to pop into the store and check it out. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Finley from Triple Falls.
What was the name?
Finley.
All right, Finley, go ahead.
Is it Falling Coconuts?
Falling Coconuts.
Yeah.
Finley, I really love that guess. I really do. And you're thinking as well, because, again, 150 isn't a lot.
Right, exactly. That could be
it. Is that it?
How many Gilligans out there? Sorry.
It's not, but Finley, thank you for the guess. I enjoy. I suppose I shouldn't laugh because a coconut could give somebody a concussion.
Ouch.
Just the mental image was great. Thank you, Finley.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda. Calling from
Linda, a recent winner. Yeah, and you had a trip to C&J's. How did it go for you?
I didn't actually go there yet.
Okay.
I didn't pick up my thing. But anyway, I will.
All right. What's your guess?
I'd like to guess tripping over something when they're walking.
Mm-hmm.
Tripping over an object while walking.
Sure, that could be it, but that's not it, though. Thanks. Enjoy your time when you do get to C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. Linda, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Jeff from Thorpe.
Hey, Jeff, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Good old-fashioned Q-tip.
Q-tip, oh, yeah.
Take that into your ear canal too far, not a good idea.
Always tell, they tell you don't do it, people are like, I'm gonna. So that's not it, though. Thanks.
About 150 Americans injure themselves with this each year.
All right, three more guesses at 723-2555 this morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, this is Beth
Malkmoun. Hi, Beth. What's your guess today?
A chainsaw.
A chainsaw?
Oh, yeah, getting right there, huh? Yeah, thinking of Family Force 5, the song they do in concert.
It's try number two for Tuesday trivia here on the Whip Wake Up Show. Your chance to win $25 to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop. They're downtown Menominee. Also have that location open in the summer in Rock Falls. And you can always order online, have tickets, rather have candy shipped right to you or to someone you love. CJS for C&J's, CJScandyStore.com.
Yeah, they have so much. You're going to want to check it out, but you can order online. So CJScandyStore.com. All right. So Caleb, what's our question this morning?
Our question is this. We couldn't solve it last hour. About 150 Americans injure themselves with this each year. About 150 Americans injure themselves with what each year? 715-723-2555 if you'd like to guess.
Now, if you haven't won in the last month, you're eligible. We like to spread the winnings out. We've given that disclaimer many times in the past. If you haven't won in the last month, you're eligible. 723-2555, 723-2555. To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rochelle Eau Claire.
Hi, Rochelle. Good to hear from you. What do you think?
Fingernail clippers.
Yeah.
Could happen.
Sure. Used them just the other day. Was injury-free, but you never know.
Thank you, Rochelle. Call us back. About 150 Americans injure themselves with what? With this each year. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay.
That's always the question that gets them.
It is. I stumped him on that one. All right, call back. My apologies. I don't know what happened there, but 723-2555. All right. Let's try it again. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Holly. I'm from Eau Claire.
Well, good to hear from you, Holly. What do you think?
Hey, is it a snowblower?
Is it a snowblower? Got to be careful around those things.
Boy, I was thinking about that, right? Getting to be that time of the year. It's not it, though.
715-723-2555. About 150 Americans injure themselves with this each year.
723-2555. 723-2555.
What could it be? 723-2555. About 150 of us, about 150 Americans injure themselves with this, with what each year? 715-723-2555 for $25 to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in downtown Menominee.
They have so, so much for you to spend it on, too. The jelly bean wall, the gummies galore. I mean, every Pez imaginable. Wow.
They've got tons of Granny Smith apples now, too. Mm. Caramel apples. So Granny Smith apples with that smooth, buttery caramel chilling in the fridge ready to go for you. So And I'm seeing actually a picture right below those caramel apples in the fridge. They have sodas in the glass bottles, and there's nothing like it in a glass bottle, but some very intriguing flavors as well.
Yeah. Amazing how much they have there. Check them out online as well, cgscandystore.com. All right, folks, so we're going to have to do the countdown here. Going once, going twice. We're on to 8:45.
All right, we'll give you another chance then to win $25 from C&J's. Think about something that injures some people, but honestly not a whole lot, about 150 of us each year. Third try for Tuesday trivia here on a Tuesday morning, 715-723-2555. The WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Howell. Give us a call, 723-2555, if you can answer this question for a chance to win $25 to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop, downtown Menominee, that summer location open in Rock Falls as well, and cjscandystore.com is where you can order online and have it sent wherever you'd like. About 150 Americans injure themselves with this each year. What is it? About 150 Americans injure themselves with this each year. 715-723-2555.
All right, they're already calling. To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, they hung up. All right, well, they were calling. 723-2555. All right, you're going to want these wooden nickels from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. Check it out, cgscandystore.com. And you can order online, but I think, Caleb, you're going to want to go in. There's so much to look at, so much candy to check out.
Yeah, candies from all over the world, nostalgic sweets that maybe you might remember from your childhood. So, yeah, go on in downtown Menominee.
One of the things catching my eye, the chamoy gummies. They say they're sweet, sour, salty, and lightly spicy flavor coming from Mexico. And quite good.
715-723-2555 for your chance to win Tuesday Trivia. As long as you haven't won in the past 30 days from us, you're eligible to call in.
All right, no false advertising. We do have a caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Rebecca from Ladysmith.
All right, Rebecca, please speak up. What's your guess?
A blow dryer.
Is it a blow dryer?
Yeah. Blow dryer injuries are possible, and think of other bathroom items, but that's not it.
715-723-2555. About 150 Americans injure themselves with what each year?
Your lack of calling, 723-2555. So we have such a great prize, makes me think you're holding out for 745 tomorrow on a Win It Wednesday when we give our first clue typically. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Elise from Life Lake. I think it is butchering.
Butchering. Let me just compliment you, Elise. You gave the... You gave your name and your city, and you moved right into the answer. No, way to go.
Well done. Is that what we're looking for? And again, yeah, I can see butchering. Certainly could hurt yourself, maybe a limb, digit.
Not it, though.
Not it. Thank you, Elise. Good to hear from my hometown. 715-723-2555. About 150 Americans injure themselves with this each year.
So many goodies at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop that you can spend your wooden nickels on. Somebody gets $25 worth. 723-2555. What is it, people injuring themselves? Not a huge number, but still.
Yeah, I mean, 150. Yeah. Now, this is what's reported. People who actually sought medical attention
that's
for
true.
This. So it could be more, and they're just like, I'm not going in for that. So you never know. I mean, sometimes maybe it's not significant enough of an injury, or maybe they're embarrassed. Who knows? You know. Not trying to give a specific clue here, just throwing that out there for you to think
about.
As
you were talking, I was realizing our challenge of trying to
figure out the word
without giving out a clue. As you're talking, clues are coming to mind for tomorrow. Here, we're going to let you sleep on it and come back tomorrow morning after 7:15, which we do on a Win It Wednesday. And then nobody has it by 7:45. First clue.